Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Ralph Winter was brilliant. He was responsible for many of the ways that the church thinks about spreading the good news today. Winter realized that only 1 in 1,000 people who feel the call to missions ever end up on the mission field, because parents, friends, sometimes even pastors, rarely encourage them to follow up on that call. In Luke 9, we read the words of Jesus who said, "Follow me." But the one who heard him responded, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Jesus himself posed the mission challenge to many and received excuses, either not to do the work or to delay it and do it when it's convenient. Somehow, the Great Commission has become the Great Omission. Take the country of Yemen, for example. 8 million people, yet as David Platt explained, there are likely more believers in your Sunday school class or a couple of small groups in your church than there are in all of northern Yemen. That's a problem. Well, what can you do? You can go, you can send, and you can mobilize. We were all given the command to go. And most of us would say, we're willing to go, but we're really planning to stay. There are about 600 million active Christians in the world today. 150 million of them are between ages 22 and 50. The estimate is that we only need about 20,000 cross-cultural missionaries to finish reaching every unreached people group in the world. Those that go desperately need those who are willing to send them. Many of you, Guidelines listeners, do just that, and we thank God that you do. We also are grateful for those of you who support our Guidelines missionaries in the Philippines, Ukraine, Myanmar, Kenya, and Russia. These missionaries do much to impact the kingdom of God with very little. When you give to missions, you, in effect, are sending your riches on to heaven ahead of you. When you pray for a missionary, you are storming the gates of hell itself. Many a prayer warrior has been awakened in the middle of the night with a missionary urgently on their mind, later to find out prayer was critically needed at that very hour. Prayer is the fuel of all missions. Someone must sound the rallying call, explained missionary and author Phil Parshall. And this person is called a missions mobilizer today. He or she is the one who stirs other Christians to active concern for reaching our world by praying, encouraging, giving, and equipping. They form missions committees, organize short-term mission trips, and share mission vision books and information about an unreached people group. How will you answer the call of Jesus Christ? Does your life reflect the personal response to the Great Commission? Remember, Jesus said go, and either you need to go, help go, or let go. There is a place in the harvest for you, for every follower of Jesus Christ. Quite often, we are overwhelmed by the feeling that the needs are so great, and my resources are so little, and I am so puny that I can do nothing at all. Years ago, I heard someone say, "I am only one, yet I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And what I can do, by the grace of God, I will do." And when you do what you can, that's enough.